I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Partners International's John Lewis says they're working with Pastor Noah in Timbuktu, Mali. Lewis says Noah has started education, water, and agricultural programs, among many others.
All of those things together speak to the local people that Christians really care, and in a sense earns them the right of being respected, because their Islamic traditions have taught them that Christians are infidels and people not to be trusted. And so Pastor Noah works very hard to prove that that's not the case.
Next, a strong windstorm recently swept through the Grace Ministries mission station in Kama, Congo, heavily damaging many of their buildings. GMI's Sam Vinton says the wind blew the roofs off of many homes and buildings at that station. Replacing the roofs can be a challenge, but the disruption of the storm hasn't stopped their work. In fact, says Vinton, their plight has served to raise awareness of the outreach side of their work.
We are in the process of raising funds to help in the reconstruction, providing roofing materials and so on. At least it has raised a lot of consciousness of people who are trying to help rather than just depending on GMI.
And Teen Missions International reports growth from their Dola Hills Orphan Rescue Unit in Zambia. The team now has 416 children registered for help. One of the girls they're helping was rescued from a father who is trying to prostitute her. Pray for the girls who are going through this with no one to help them. TMI provides a loving Christian home atmosphere, along with Bible training and practical vocational training for the future. Please pray that the hope of Christ flourishes. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.